News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Peggy Goss is on hand. Debbie Eller, your incoming board chair, spoke highly of you last week.
Wow, that's nice to hear.
You just don't let any dust settle under you. You're always on the go.
I like to be on the move. That's right.
In fact, the start of the 2017-18 community campaign's now underway, and she opened the door, and I'll just keep winding the door that you would like to visit with as many different people as possible as you get the campaign put together to formally announce later this summer.
Yes, that's definitely true. And today we really brought with us the impact part of what we do. So, you know, we fundraise, we get the campaign together, but what we do that for is so that we can get back to the community and give back to where the critical needs are. So today we're so excited to have Captain Paul Ryerson with us from the Salvation Army. So, you know, he has a lot to say about all the different things that they do, and we're just excited to be partners with them.
And Paul, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I understand this is the start of year number two.
Yes, sir. My wife and I were stationed here last summer, so we just came up on an anniversary and starting year two.
So let's hear about year one.
Well, year one was great. Moved here from Dallas and was restationed here to the Bryan College Station. And man, what a great move that was to come into this community, a special community. And so much so that my wife and I just actually had a baby. And so we've now have a little one that's been born in Bryan, and we're going to have that little one converted in the ways of Aggies. So we're good. We're good.
In fact, noticing the uniform, I guess the stars are with a maroon background. So
I didn't plan that, but I think it was definitely a God-ordained moment. Absolutely.
Let's hear a little bit of recap about your experiences from the first year.
Absolutely. Well, at the Salvation Army here in Brazos County, we do quite a bit of work. And, our first year here, we were just kind of getting accustomed to what it is that the Salvation Army does here. And does quite a bit. You think of, you know, areas of like Dallas and Houston that have this huge population and great need. Well, we find in Bryan College Station that there's also great need here. We have an awesome university behind us that supports its local community and its students and events like the big event and that sort of deal, something that I would say some of the bigger cities don't have behind them. And because of that, we're able to assist a lot of people. In fact, in 2016, the Salvation Army assisted 20,000 individuals in our office.
In what sort of ways?
Well, our largest program that they came to seek assistance for was our food pantry. Just shy of 16,000 people walked through our doors last year for just food alone. That totaled about 320,000 pounds of food that came out of the Salvation Army for families who were in need.
And with summertime here, that means kids are not in school. That means an increased demand at a time where we're
correct.
Busy off doing other things.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely right. Summertime typically is people are on vacation. They're enjoying their time with their family. And sometimes it's food dries up a little bit at the food pantry there. And so that's an awesome way to keep us in mind. This summer is sadly, we're still helping individuals every single week coming through our door with food.
In fact, if someone wants to do that, how do they, for that or any other volunteer opportunities, how do they find you?
Well, they can actually find us online. They can go to salvationarmytexas.org, and then they can just find us on that website, and all of our contact information's on there, phone number, address, everything is there. They can call our local office and just talk to us directly, and we can certainly tell them what our greatest needs for that moment are if they want to pitch in. Or if they want to come and drop off clothes or non-perishable food items to the office, they're just welcome to come by any time to do that.
And y'all are located where?
2506 Cavett Avenue.
And your business hours?
Our business hours are from 9 to 4, so you just stop by any time in those hours.
In addition to the food pantry and you mentioned the clothing donations, what else during the course of your first year have you learned about what's going on around here?
Well, I've learned, I can tell you the season in which I was first really introduced to Bryan College Station, which would be Christmas. Last Christmas, I was just blown away by the community support. We took, the Salvation Army took 750 families for Christmas assistance, for toys and that sort of for their kids, which totaled about almost 2,000 kids that applied for the Salvation Army's assistance. And we just put that, we put those trees up in the mall. We put those bell ringers out there in front of the stores. And I was blown away by how many people said, can I come ring a bell? Can I hold a bell for a couple hours and just stand in front of the store? Or they took a kid's name off the tree and they went and bought Christmas for that child, to the point where, I mean, we were just recipients of the stewardship of this community. And that when that distribution day came, I mean, with a smile on our face saying, this has been provided to you by your citizens, your community is what this is a total representation of. So that first Christmas was something that was special for both my wife and I to witness that, to see that. And we're already excited about this Christmas and how much more we're going to be able to do. In fact, we have a meeting next week to talk about Christmas. So, yes, sir.
And then what does United Way of the Brazos Valley do to help out the Salvation Army?
Well, they help us out by providing funding to help our food pantry, to keep it open and to help us stock that and to make sure there's food on the shelves. So they every year we partner with the United Way, and they graciously always work hard with us, the Salvation Army, provides so many services. But I would tell you the biggest service they give is to make sure we have food on our shelves.
Peggy, just another example of how your partner agencies help folks out.
Absolutely. We're very proud to be a part of this community and the different agencies involved. And, now that campaign's here again for the new year, we are going to be focused on our Over the Edge event coming up in September. We're very excited about that, and that's going to help us give more funds back out to our partner agencies and help them with what they do here in our community.
Over the Edge doesn't take place until September, and still plenty of time for folks to sign up and get their pledges.
Yep, and we definitely are hoping to get more registrations, so get people more registered to go over, start raising their funds so that they can each go over the edge there off the Hilton. So we're very excited about that.
For more information, if somebody is intrigued about that possibility, how do they find out more?
They can check out our website, uwbv.org.
Thanks again to Peggy Gosch, United Way of the Brazos Valley, Captain Paul Ryerson of the Salvation Army, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.